From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Taxes on California's cannabis industry could top $1 billion a few years from now. But along the way, the state is looking to bring in gray area operators who haven't been paying taxes and get them to square up. Capital Public Radio's Daniel Potter reports.
Whether your business is growing weed for adult use or running a storefront selling it, the Department of Tax and Fee Administration says you'll need a seller's permit. To get one, you can't have years of unpaid taxes. But getting people to pay up is an awkward balancing act, says Hillary Bricken, whose Los Angeles legal practice centers around the pot business. She says the state wants to avoid driving them underground.
Part of it is we want to compete with and or eliminate the black market. And if you drive people to ground by excluding them or creating too many barriers to entry, you can actually hurt yourself as a state when it comes to that kind of policy decision.
For its part, the department says it's willing to work with folks on a case-by-case basis. After all, nobody's going to pay their taxes if they're shut down completely. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.
Well, last month's massive wildfire outbreak in California pushed the state into record territory. Capital Public Radio's Randall White has more on the 2017 fire season.
More than 500,000 acres burned throughout the state this year.
505,000 acres for us, it is a record.
That is a record for CAL FIRE. Spokeswoman Lynn Tolmachoff says that acreage represents incidents controlled by her agency.
Now, overall, throughout the state, when you include also, U.S. Forest Service land and other local areas, it's definitely not the worst, but it's definitely one of the worst.
Tolmachoff says CAL FIRE has not yet crunched all the numbers for firefighting this year, but so far, at $477 million, it has surpassed its annual budget. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
You can find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.